Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Sanjay Bari, who's CEO of Eco Buildings. Hi today, Sanjay.
Hi, Zach. Thank you for having me on. It's good to be with you.
All right, we'll start off with the obvious question. What does Eco Buildings do?
So Eco Buildings Group is a provider of bespoke modular homes. Every kind of home from social housing through to bespoke luxury villas and to commercial buildings and warehousing.
And so what does that mean? Does it mean that you're doing something different from the brick by brick approach that we're used to with construction?
It is a different approach, Zach. You're quite right to call that out. I think, you know, a very simple way of thinking of us is as the IKEA of construction. In our factory, we produce walls, cut them to the architect's design, putting in the doors and windows, and then put them on the back of a truck and send them to site where the building is assembled. This is such an efficient process and brings so many benefits to the building industry. Just a few, if I may, Zach, just to call them at you. That increase in speed and efficiency versus conventional build is just huge. Over a 50% reduction in the amount of cement that's used in the construction process, a 35% reduction in the amount of steel required, a 75% reduction in the amount of sand, and a 74% reduction in the amount of water, and really importantly, an 80% reduction in construction time. And the other thing that I really like to call out is this process is totally green. 62% reduction in energy required to produce a home. And I think that's fantastic.
In terms of the actual homes themselves, how do they compare with, let's say, the old type of homes in terms of strength and durability, how long you can live in them, etc.?
Well, you know, absolutely the same, Zach. There's no different. We have all the certification, you know, from strength to fire safety to, you know, you name it. So they will last as long as possible. And just as a proof point to that, I mean, this technology that we're using and the company that we've acquired with this technology, it's been existing for 15 years. And they built a number of properties, particularly in Australia, with strong building codes, and everything is still fine after 15 years. So if that's a proof point that they last at least 15 years, then they do.
The other point, I suppose, is that we are in a world housing crisis. Obviously, there's one right here in London and obviously all around the UK. How much penetration do you think you can make in terms or into the existing markets, and what would you be happy with?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that this is a global opportunity of huge and immense scale. There is a housing shortage across the world. I can't think of a country. I could not name you a country where there is not a housing shortage. So you're quite right, there is a global opportunity. In terms of our vision and aspirations, I mean, I suppose the obvious answer would be to be as big and successful as possible. I guess the way I visualize it is that, you know, when people do their market research, I want to be significant. And my definition of significant would be, I don't want to be in the other section of the pie chart along with everyone else. I want to have my own slice of the pie chart where Eco Buildings is called out.
Well, the other obvious point is that, you know, as I was mentioning, the existing home builders and the existing way of building homes, I can't think of an existing house builder which is worth much less than £1 billion. In terms of their market cap, your market cap is currently around £11 million. Does that mean there's a reasonable amount of upside for people looking at your company?
We certainly believe so. Zach, as many people will be aware of, you know, we have already secured 114 million euros of confirmed orders. And honestly, this is true. Obviously, I can't reveal names, but we are getting calls on a daily basis from people saying, please, 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 can you come to location X and do hundreds and even thousands of homes? So the pipeline is just incredible.
Well, presumably one of those calls is not from the Mayor of London, but maybe other people actually want to solve the issue at the moment. But that sort of leads me on to the, you know, you mentioned the contract that you've got, and you it looks as though you're going to be busy. Do you have the capacity to cope with demand?
I think actually that is our biggest challenge, is that the factory that we're just doing final commissioning on right now, which is located in Albania, because the two contracts are in the Balkan region, will be more or less initially at capacity, just meeting that order. So there's a sort of chicken and egg thing, which is that as we fulfill those orders, clearly we'll generate cash and we could self-fund our growth. And that's a great position to be in, obviously. But if we want to really accelerate our growth, clearly one of the things that we are doing and will continue to do is seek further funding so that we can really go on a supercharged growth cycle.
But is it also the case that, you know, if the market knew that you could prove your model and your strategy, you know, the share price would go up and people would throw money at you anyway?
Well, that would be, you know, clearly that's our contention. And, you know, we'll see very soon, because, you know, we are very, very close to starting to deliver our commitments on the orders that we've won.
And in terms of marketing, I mean, obviously, this is an exercise in marketing, this interview. But what I mean, there is a big, you know, there's a big world out there, and there's a big message for you to deliver. How are you going to do that?
I think that's a great question. And you know, my thoughts on that right now, and I'm really looking at the next 18 months, so the short term, is that at the moment, we have such a strong prospective pipeline that my challenge, which is a lovely challenge for a CEO to have, of course, is my challenge is how do I meet the demand I've already got? Almost, I'm in that fortunate position where I don't need more demand coming through, but over time, as we grow and expand, absolutely, we will be working not only with people like yourself, but we will start on more formal, conventional marketing programs.
Well, I'm glad to be described as unconventional, but in the meantime, Sanjay Bowrey, CEO at Eco Buildings, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.